We left off last week on the bottom of Lamed Beis, Omed Beis, the Maseches Soto, beginning of the seventh parrot. Rabbi Gans has yahrzeit for his father. We dedicate the learning Lezecha Nishmas Rav Shlomo b'Rav Nochum Tzvi. We left off on the bottom of Lamed Beis, Omed Beis, where the Gemara quotes, there's a machlokes hatanoim, can one fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema if he recites Kriya Shema in translation? The original Kriya Shema is printed in Chumash in Hebrew. So in Hebrew for sure, and you have to say Kechzavoy. You can't just reformulate the statements. You can't just say there's a mitzvah to put on Tfilin Shal Yad, mitzvah to put on Tfilin Shal Rosh. We love Hashem, we have to say Hashem Kecha, mitzvah to love God, and mitzvah to put on Mezuzah. It has to be Kechzavoy. So the one time is of the opinion, you're only heard to Kriya Shema if you say in the original Hebrew in the Kechzavoy. And we paskin, even if he's saying translation, it has to be an accurate translation, is also considered the kichsavai. Rabbi Kivege writes in his tshuvas that the translation has to be a literal translation, word for word. That's problematic. How do you say v'yahavta es Hashem alokecha, and you should love Hashem alokecha b'chof? A lot of things. Maybe that's not a problematic positive. There are other psukim where in Hebrew you put the adjective first, then you put the noun and the verb, and in English it just doesn't read straight. If you're going to, so Rabbi Kivege says, you have to translate word for word. I think it's usually assumed, not like Rabbi Kivege, usually assumed it has to be an accurate translation, word for word, but according to the syntax of that language. Whatever language, if you're writing in German, so German has its own rules.
The verb at the end.
Yeah.
What's the Polish?
I already forgot.
Someone told me the Polish translates almost perfectly and it has a seven minuano like people has.
Oh yeah?
Yes, the Polish translates very, very well.
How do you translate S? I don't know.
Aren't there a certain amount of words in
Israel?
No. 248. Yeah, the Medrash says that Kriya Shema has Ramach. Yeah. What do you do if you say in English? It's not going to have Ramach. I don't know what you do with that. Yeah. So the Gemara has this Machlekes Hatanaim. So one Tana says, since it says Shema, Shema means b'cholosh and shatu shameh. The other Hatana says, no, Rabbi Yudah Nasi is of the opinion that you're only yotzei kriya shema if you say in the original Hebrew. So it says, why? Because it says, v'hayu hadvarim ha'yelo shanach m'sa'achim alu avecha, v'hayu v'havu yosan yuhu. So that's the machlokes Hatana. So the Gemara asks, according to Rabbi, I think that we learned last week, I think the machlokes, whether you're yotzei kriya shema in translation or not. So then the Gemara asks, so Rabbi translates shema. Rabbi, the Chachamim say Shema has the connotation not hear, it means understand. So according to Rabbi, that V'hayu means that you have to recite Kriya Shema in the original Hebrew, Dafke. So what does he do with the word Shema? Doesn't it have the meaning of Havein, understand? Mor says, no, Shema means hear, O Israel. What does it mean? Rabbi says, Rabbi Nami here, take a look. Four lines from the bottom of Lamed Beis on the base. Fregma the Rabbi Nami Oksiv Shema. What does the word Shema mean? Doesn't it mean B'cholosh Hatu Shema? Mor says no. Ahume Boile LaHashmi Ali Oznocha Mashat Emotzi Mipicha. Rabbi holds the word Shema means if you recite Kriya Shema so softly that you can't hear, or a person screams Kriya Shema out loud but he's deaf, he can't hear. Period. As loud as he's screaming, deaf. So Rebbe holds you may as well not bother to say Kriya Shema because you're not going to be Yotze. Scream all you want. If you're not Mashmei Ol Yoznecha, you're just not Yotze. And Rebbe holds it's not only a din in Kriya Shema. It's a din in Birchas Hamazon, and it's a din in Kiddush, and Abdullah, and Brochus, and Mikra Megillah. Any mitzvah of Amire, Rebbe learns out from this pasuk Shema, that has to be Hashma Ol Yoznecha, Mashatem Yotze Bificha. That's a definition of speaking. Speaking means not only that you're pronouncing the words with your lips, that you can hear what you're pronouncing with your lips.
But we pass it like the Rabbanan called Lashon, and we pass it like Rabbi and Shmona.
We pass in that one. No, l'chatchila you have to be Mashmiel Yozna b'di'evad yoytze without it. If you learn out from the word Shema Hashma Yozna, then it's li'kuvah. That's how Rabbi holds the makiv. Lo hishmiel Yozna lo yotzeh. And we paskin l'chadchili yachta be mashmeli yozdem based on a different pasuk. Haskeis u'shma Yisrael. That l'chadchili, whenever there's a mitzvah of amira, you should be mashmeli yozdem. But b'diyevet, if you're not mashmeli, is also good. So that's how the Gemara says, v'rebi nami haksiv shma. Doesn't shma have the meaning of havana, of understanding? Gemara says, wrong. Shma means l'hashmeli yoznacha ma'ashatam otzim mipicha. V'gemar v'rabbanan nami. And the Rabbanan disagree. They hold, no. Rabbanan sabri lo kemand yama. Of course, Hashma v'lo yishmili yozno is yotzah. Right. We paskin just l'chatchila. L'chatchila should be mashmili yozno. Yeah. There is a Gemara in Brachas and the Gemara Megillah also. Let's say the... How do we paskin? We paskin that... let's say someone is deaf and he comes to shul and the Balkari is reading the Megillah. He's deaf, so for sure he's not Yotze. He can't hear. Would it make sense that he should get a Megillah and read his own Mikra Megillah? So if you would hold like Rebbe, if you're not Mashmiel Yoznacha, you're not Yotze, so he's wasting his time. He shouldn't say Kiddush, he shouldn't say Avdol B'yav Brachol Avatola. He shouldn't say Kiddush Avdolah, he shouldn't bother to read the Megillah, shouldn't bother to recite Kriyashma because he can't be Yotze anyway. So we don't paskin like that. We paskin lechatchila should be mashmil yoznov, and b'diavad you can be yotze without it. So let's say the balkari he's reading the Megillah is deaf and he doesn't hear a thing, but he's still mechuyah b'dover. If the din would have been like Rebbe that lo hishmil yoznov lo yotza, so if the balkari is deaf, he's not mechuyah b'dover. So it's like having a goy laying the Megillah. It's like mishena mechuyah b'dover and imoti asarab miyudechay vosim. But we paskin lo hishmil yoznov is yotza. So a deaf person can't be Yotze Mikra Megillah by listening to the Balkar, can't hear, but he can be Yotze in the Megillah by reading on his own. So let's say the deaf man is reading the Megillah wonderfully, perfect, and I'm listening, I'm in the audience. So he's only Yotze B'dievet, Otnish Kembreret, he can't do any better. He's only Yotze B'dievet because he can't be Mashmil Yozno. And my Yotze L'chatchila B'dievet, would you recommend I should go to a different shul where the Balkari is able to hear? But he's saying, no, what's the difference? Would I go to this shul, this shul? Let's say the deaf Balkari is the better, he knows the trap better. He pronounces every word better. And the other shul, they have a Balkari who can hear, but he doesn't learn as well as this one. So do you say that because I'm listening from one? So the Gemara says, I'm only Yotze B'dievet. That's a big chiddush. Why am I only Yotze B'dievet? I'm hearing the Megillah. What, Mali Hocha, Mali Hosam? So I think usually that's a beferish gemara. So I think usually it's assumed that the reason why is like lo yehet tofel chamam and eikar. The gemara sometimes writes such a losh. How can you say someone saying kiddush and everybody else is yotze with shemek kaina? They're also yotze along with him, and he himself is only yotze b'dievet because he's deaf, and the people are listening to him are yotze on a higher level than he himself is yotze. How can it be? Shalei yehet tofel chamam and eikar. That's what you usually say. So the Avnei Nezer has a whole tshuva. He doesn't like that svar. He doesn't raise that possibility of that svar. He says, no, from this Gemara you see, has a whole interpretation. He says, from this Gemara you see that when one is mighty, someone else, Shemeh Kaine, is not just, I heard the Mikra Megillah from him, I heard the Kiddush from him. Somehow, the two of us together are being Yotze the Mitzvah. It's a joint venture over here. Yeah. So if the one is laning is only not being Mashmili Yoznov, so then I can't exceed his level. Not because Shalai Heitav Chachamim and Ikar. So if it's based on this, he wants to say a Chiddush. Let's say the Baltikeyan Shul blew Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. And he shined Yotzig event. Everybody in Shul was Yotzig. Went home, he ate his meal on Rosh Hashanah. Then he goes to the hospital to blow for all the patients. So how can he blow for the patients? He was Yotzi already. He's no longer Mechuyah B'dover. Mishena Mechuyah B'dover. Enem Otzia Sacher Medechai Vosem. So the Gemara says, it's okay. Kol Yisrael HaRevim Zebezeh Yotza Moitzi. That's the deal. Yotza Moitzi. Even though I was Yotzi already, I can still be Moitzi the others. Why? But Sof Kol Sof, I'm not Mechuyah anymore. So Rashi says, no, I still am Mechuyah. As long as there's one Jew left in New Zealand who didn't hear Tkiyah Shofar yet, I still am Mechuyah. So what would be the din if the Baltakeya, when he blows in the hospital the second time, he was Yotze in shul already. He's going to blow in the hospital. Let's say he puts earplugs and he absolutely can't hear anything. If there be a Hechetimtzit, he can't hear anything. But the people who are listening here, People are listening to him. Do hear the tears.
Why is it different that the deaf person goes shofar?
The deaf person is not mechuyev. Even if the deaf person blows himself, he can't hear, so you're not yet to anything.
If I listen to it, I'm not yet to it.
Right, because he's not mechuyev b'davar. He's not mechuyev at all. But here, the person who can hear was mechuyev b'davar. The ain't zigzag is he was yotze already. So we say he wasn't fully yotze. He was yotze 95%. We say yotze, moitze. Even though he was yotze, he's not fully yotze. As long as there's still one Jew who didn't hear tkiyas shofar yet, there's still mechuyev. So there's still mechuyev to do what? So we usually say still mechuyev to help out the other guy. Whatever you can do, you'll help him. So you call mechuyev b'davar. So my blowing and his listening. So the Avnei Nezer says wrong. Is my blowing and my listening together with his listening? And if I'm not listening the second time, what I'm doing carries over to him. So if I'm only not mashmiya le'oznai, so what I'm doing carries over to him. So the listener is only yotze b'dieved. And if by tkiya shofar, if I don't hear anything at all, so he's mamash not yotze anything at all. It's a chiddush.
But you can hear it, just you choosing not to hear it. You can hear it if you want to.
Yeah. So that's what I would have said. That's what I would have said. I'm mechuyev b'davar. So the Avnei Nezer thinks that gemara that said that if I'm deaf and I say kiddush, so I'm only yotze b'dieved, I can't do anything about it. I can't do it better than b'dieved because I can't be mashmiya l'oznai. I can't hear. Period. So the gemara says the listener is preferable that they shouldn't hear kiddush from me. Preferable that they should hear. Sometimes you have a case. Let's say the grandfather is the oldest one at the table and he can't hear. He's deaf already. He's an old man, but he knows how to say kiddush. So the body be mechaber him. He should say kiddush on Friday night. So he'll only be yotze b'dieved hotnish ken breira. He's deaf. He can't do any better. But the listeners have a breira. They should have someone who is able to hear, who will be yotze lachatchila. It'll be mashmil yozno, and then all the listeners will be yotze lachatchila. Because the Gemara says if the one who says the kiddush is not being mashmil yozno and he's only yotze b'dieved, then the listeners are only yotze b'dieved.
Is the ikra making kiddush and hearing the kiddush or drinking the wine afterwards?
That's another condition. The Gemara says it's only called kiddush alayayin, and min haTorah you only have to say kiddush bedvarim. So you recite the kiddush, you yotze min haTorah. The Rabbanon, they required kiddush alayayin to drink a toast. So the Gemara says hamavarach tzorach sheyitam, someone has to take a sip of the wine, a maloy lugmav, a significant sip, a roiv revius. And the Gemara says if nobody takes a sip from the wine, a roiv revius, then no one is yotze the kiddush. But as long as somebody takes a sip of the wine. But the ikar of the kiddush really is the listening to the kiddush, reciting or listening to the kiddush.
According to Avnei Nezer, if you make kiddush, you don't think you give it to somebody else, you can still be okay.
Yeah, that thing Gemara says okay. Yeah, as long as it's someone else is Jewish.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but he's not participating in.
I mean, he was ready to yotze
kiddush.
That's
right.
Not
he
a problem.
Second or third time.
That's not a problem.
Do we allow somebody to make kavdola for other people if he has in mind that he doesn't want to be yotze himself? Later,
yeah, we assume the Paskim talk about that, so they say it's the same as the other direction. Let's say about Tekeh blew Shofar in Shul and he was Yotze. And then he blows Shofar later only for the patients in the hospital, on the old age home, whatever. So he is not being Yotze then, he's just being Yotze the others. So the Gemara says that's acceptable. That's where the Gemara coins an expression, Yotze, Yotze. Even though the Baal Tekeh was already Yotze, he can blow shofar later to be mitzi there. So they say here's the reverse, the same thing in the reverse. He says havdalah the first time, he has in mind to be mitzi those who are not going to say havdalah, and he himself does not want to be yotze. So that's also like yotze mitzi, but it's the first time he's saying havdalah only for the others, not for himself. And the second time, when he goes on, he'll say havdalah for himself. So the pasuk says that that's legitimate.
Is that like chatchila? Once he was yotze already, now he's going to be mitzi somebody else. Is that at the chil level or a level of the everything level? Because we can see, in other words,
if the other fellow knows how to blow shofar himself, he knows how to say his own kiddush and avdala. So that's not right. You only say kol yisrael areiv mizeh bezeh. I'm mechuyev to help you if you need help. But if you know how to say your own kiddush, I can't be moit. I already said kiddush. I already blew shofar, and you know how to say your own kiddush. I cannot say kiddush for you. It's just if you don't know how to say kiddush, are you afraid you're going to stumble, you're going to make a mistake? So then we say, even though the person was already yotze himself, I already said kiddush, and you're afraid you're going to make a mistake in the middle of the kiddush, then under such circumstances, good luck atchila.
I mean, I'm talking, if you go to the hospital, you already yaitze. Now you're going to be yaitze patients. So that you already yaitze. So now the fact that you're being yaitze yaitze means that the chatchil,
they're yaitze the chatchil.
It's not about the yabatika thing, because you already.
It's good lachatchil. Good lachatchil. The only thing is that we only allow it based on, why do we allow it when he was yaitze already? Yeah. And so he's no longer mechuyev. Whoever is not mechuyev can be moitzi the other. So the answer is yotza moitzi. Even though I was yotza, I'm still mechuyev. Kol Yisrael Rebbeinu Zalman says I'm still mechuyev to blow shofar again if it's going to help for the others. But that's only by medvar mamurim. If the other people don't know how to blow shofar on their own, or they'll till a kvetchais, they can't. They'll sit there all day long to get a couple of sounds out of it, out of the shofar. So then you say Kol Yisrael Rebbeinu Zalman says. But let's say I already was yotza tkiyas. And the other fellow knows how to blow shofar on his own, and he's healthy enough to blow shofar, then we wouldn't permit yatzah maitzi. You don't apply kol yisrael arevim zebizeh. He doesn't need my help. I already said kiddush, and another guy's lazy. He doesn't want to say his own kiddush. I should say kiddush for him. He's able, healthy. He's able to say his own kiddush. He knows how to read Hebrew. So that's how the Shulchan Aruch. You don't say yatzah maitzi in such a case.
Are we doing it? Make kiddush for your wife, because they make it this water roll.
No, if the women feel uncomfortable, if they feel uncomfortable about saying, what do you mean? If the husband already said kiddush?
Yeah. Like we have a kiddush.
I wouldn't be alive. Say kiddush because nefesh. No, kiddush in the morning. No, kiddush Shabbos morning just bar piagofen. So if I drank wine, I can drink wine 100 times in a day each time I say Baruch Pi Hagafen. I don't mean you Friday night.
Friday night.
You wouldn't be alive either.
Who would say Kiddush in the Shemoneh?
No, but even though you said Kiddush in the Shemoneh Esrei, the Gemara says you're mechuyev either with the Rabbanim and Atari, you're mechuyev to recite Kiddush a second time over the cup of wine. Yeah, it's still mechuyev.
I mean, the Rosh is the one that says, oh, you saw a very that is not applied to women.
Right.
So you can't really go post shofar for women only.
That's a question what the Rosh said. The Gemara, the background of the Rosh goes like this. The Gemara says in Brachas, a suffix, in Brachas, of chofam and base, are women obligated, the Mishnah says, on chofam and out, women are obligated to recite benching. So the Gemara is not sure whether the obligation of women to recite Birchas Hamazon is Minatur Midirabbanan. It's a mitzvah saseh, Shaleh Hazman Grama. So why should it be Midirabbanan? Why in the world should it be? What's the suffix? The Gemara doesn't explain.
Parts of the benching don't apply for them.
So Rashi says parts of the benching don't apply. So Rashi says, Pashab Shad, that in benching you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Eretz Yisrael. V'chalta v'svata v'rachta al ha'oretz ha'toy v'shanasan lo. And women lay not lechelik ba'aretz, unless like b'nai slavchay, but then those sons and the daughters get, but under normal circumstances, the daughters lay not le, the women lay not lechelik ba'aretz. So since the women don't have to thank the Rabbanu Shalom, they don't have to say noida lecha, they're not mechuyif to say that, so maybe they're not mechuyif bechlav to bench b'natar. It's either all or none. That's how Rashi learns. Tosi learns a little differently. So the Gemara has this suffix. So the Gemara says, lemay nafkemina, bottom line. The Mishnah says women are mechuyev to recite benching. So what's the difference to medrei tahin to medrei taher, whether the obligation of the women to bench is minatur midrabbanan? Bottom line, the women have to bench. So the Gemara should have said sofik. Oh, so the Gemara doesn't say sofik. That's the Prima Gadin quotes his father. Why didn't the Gemara say sofik? So the Gemara gives enough community to be mitzi someone else. What if there's a man and the man ate a whole meal and the man is mechuyev to bench minatur? The man ate kedei sviya. The man is obligated to bench minatur. So if women are mechuyev minatur to bench, so she mechuyev bedavar, so she can be mighty the man. But if the women's obligation to bench is only midirabbanan, she's any mechuyev bedavar, she's not mighty acher midirachayvosim. So the Rosh asks Akasha, why don't you say kol disol arevim zebozeh? Even if the women are not mechuyev in benching, but the mechuyev to see to it if they can help out their husbands, so the husband ate. And he doesn't know how to bench, so why don't you say kol yisrael arevim zebizeh? So that should make the women into mechuyev bedavar. So the Rosh says, no, there's no orvis by women. So what does it mean? So the simple pirush amilas and the Rosh means something else. The Mishnah says that a woman can't be the bal tikeya. What if the woman is the best bal tikeya in the community? Nobody else knows how to blow shofar, only the woman. So why don't you say kol yisrael arevim zebizeh? The woman is mechuyev to see to it that the men hear the tikeya shofar. So why do you say that the women Chere shayta b'kotn can't blow shayfer. Okay, la b'nei chayuva, period. But women are b'nei chayuva, just as not mechayiv and shayfer. Why don't you say call this all right, Mzabizad? The women are mechayiv to see to it that the men hear the shayfer. No, so the Rosh says there's no din of arbis. If I'm not mechayiv in the mitzvah, if I'm mechayiv in Kiddush, I'm not fully yaitz until I say that every Jew in the world is yaitz Kiddush. If I'm mechayiv in Tkiyas, and I heard Tkiyas, I'm not fully yaitz, I'm 95% yaitz. I'm not fully yaitz until I see that every Jew in the whole wide world heard Tkiyas Shefer. But if I'm not, a woman is not mechayiv in Tkiyas. She's not mechayiv to see to it that the men should be yaitz Tkiyas either. That's what the simple pshat in the Rosh. Orvis doesn't apply to women means... The original Rosh is talking about that case. Why don't you say, even if women are only mechayiv to bench midirabbanon, why can't they be mitzi the men? Because based on Kol Yisrael HaRevim Zebizeh, aren't the women obligated to see to it that the men should bench? So the Rosh answers, there's no orvis by women. So the Pashup Shat in the Rosh is, there's no orvis on a mitzvah that they're not mechayiv in. Same thing on a man. Any mitzvah that I'm mechayiv in, so even after I do the mitzvah, I'm not fully yaitz until I see to it that everyone is mechayiv does it. But a mitzvah I'm not mechayiv in. I'm not mechayiv. So you can't tell me the woman is mechayiv to see to it that the men should hit Kiyas Shayf. If she's not mechayiv to blow her own shayfa, not mechayiv to see that the men should blow shayfa. So this Rosh was quoted possibly out of context in this discussion. In Hilchas Kiddush, so the Dogam of Avad, the Nebi Yehuda, raises this problem. The husband davened in shul Friday night. See, he was yetzi kiddush deraisa when he said the Shemana Esrei. So the husband's obligation to say kiddush at home over a cup of wine is on the midrabbana. And if the wife didn't daven Shemana Esrei, if the wife didn't daven Ma'ariv, more correct is that the women should daven Ma'ariv, even if the women don't daven Ma'ariv all week long. But on Leil Shabbos and on Matzoi Shabbos, they should daven Ma'ariv. The Baal HaTanya writes like that. They should daven Ma'ariv. Because davening Ma'ariv on Friday night is to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush. Davening Ma'ariv on Mitzvah Shabbos, the Shemana Esrei Ma'ariv is to fulfill the mitzvah of Havdalah. Forget about Ma'ariv. Maybe a Ma'ariv is Rishus, maybe the women in general are not mechayiv to daven Ma'ariv. But on Friday night on Mitzvah Shabbos, they should because of the Kiddush and Havdalah. But Lamai said, bottom line, many women don't daven Ma'ariv. So that's what the Nedev Yehuda assumes. That the women don't daven Ma'ariv on Friday night, so the husband's obligation to recite Kiddush when he comes home is only with the Rabbanon. So how can he be Moitzi his wife, who wasn't yet Yotzi Kiddush Derais? So you're going to say, Kol Yisrael HaRevim Zeh B'Zeh, and he's still Mechuyah B'Dover. So that's what the Achreinim say, no, but there's no Orvis by women. There's no Orvis by women. The Rosh said the other direction. The women are not HaRevim for the men on the mitzvah that they're putter from. But here, the husband was Mechuyah in Kiddush, and the wife is Mechuyah in Kiddush. So why shouldn't it be Orvis? That's a whole debate in Achreinim. What did the Rosh mean? And the Rosh said that there's no orvis by women.
Only one way or two ways.
One way or two ways, and then the Rabbi Kivega says not only one way, it's only one way in this limited case. Let's say Kiddush on Friday night. Let's say a woman is mechayiv in Kiddush. That's the Gemara said, women are mechayiv in Kiddush. Let's say one woman already said Kiddush. And then comes another woman or a man, they don't know, they're an Amar, they don't know how to say Kiddush. Is the woman allowed to say Kiddush a second time in order to be moitzi the other man or the other woman? So the Pashup Shat is, yeah, there's orvis by women. Women are mechayiv to other women, women are mechayiv for men. The Rosh only meant there's no orvis for women on a mitzvah that the women are not mechayiv in. If your benching is only, the women are only mechayiv in their abonah to bench. Or to kiyah shofar, the women are not mechayiv at all. So even if the woman is the best baltekeya in the community, can't allow her to be moitzi everybody. Yotza moitzi because kol yisrael harayim zeh b'zeh. No, a mitzvah that the woman is patur from, she's not mechayiv to see to it that everybody else should do the mitzvah. That's the simple pshat in the Rosh and Brachas. So that kasha, Mishnah Berurah has a long Bir Aloch. He quotes the whole highlights of the literature. Rebbe Kivega with the Dogam Levava, with all the Achrayim are involved in this whole pilpul. That's where Rebbe Kivega writes. It's not a problem when the husband comes home and he greets his wife, "Good Shabbos, darling," and she says, "Good Shabbos" to him. So Rebbe Kivega says, "Shain, she was yotzi kiddush deraisa." So the woman's chiyuv to recite Kiddush is also only midrabbah. That's what Rabbi Kivega writes on Shulchan Aruch. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, that's what Rav Soloveitchik used to complain. Mishnah Berurah writes, what do you mean? You say good Shabbos, you yotzi Kiddush deraisa. The Rambam says that in order to fulfill Kiddush, you have to say some praise about Shabbos. Shevach Hayom, and you have to mention that today is a holy day. You have to mention Kedushas Hayom and Shevach Hayom. Just say Good Shabbos means have a nice day. The Gemara says you have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's a shaila whether that's the Raisa the Rabbanim. If he said Kiddush and he didn't mention Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's a shaila. Why do you have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim? Why do you have to mention? Because it says Naseres Adibus and Vaischana. What does that mean? So the Pashup Shat is Zachar Tekevet Hayisa. We were working our heads off, we were slaves, and now the Rabbanu Shalom took us out, we're free people, and we can take off. You can take off on Shabbos. So that's the Pshat Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the Pashup Shat. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that that's not the Pshat. He thought that the Pshat is that it was on the occasion of Yetzias Mitzrayim that the Rabbanu Shalom told us the mitzvah HaGeresh HaZalachem Rosh Chodoshim, that the Rabbanu Shalom gave Bnei Yisrael the ability to be Mekadosh Zman, the ability to be Mekadosh Rosh Chodesh, the ability to be Mekadosh Yamim Tovim. But Shabbos, we're not Mekadosh Shabbos. And the davening we say Baruch Ata Hashem Mekadosh HaShabbos. On Yontif and Arish Chodesh, you say Mekadosh Yisrael HaZman, Mekadosh Yisrael Rosh Chodoshim. Why? Baruch Shalom is Mekadosh us, and we in turn are Mekadosh Rosh Chodesh. But on Shabbos, the Gemara says in Arvi Pesachim, the end of Arvi Pesachim, Shabbos is Kviya V'Kayma from Sheshes May Bereshes. By Baruch Hashem and Shem Shemay Mekadosh us, Baruch Shalom is Mekadosh us. We're not Mekadosh us. So Rav Soloveitchik said, but it's not exactly so, because you look in last week's Sedra in Parsha Samor, it says in the beginning of the Parsha Samor this. Eilam Oyadei Hashem Eshetikru Oysom. You are the ones. Klal Yisrael Amikadosh the Yomim Tovim. And then the first thing it says, Sheshes Yomim Tavod. Yom Shvi'i Shabbos Hashem Elokecha. So the first thing mentioned is Shabbos. Aye, but the Gemara says Shabbos is Kviya V'Kaima. So you see from the so Rashi quotes this from the Tanoim. Rashi quotes the Sifro. The Torah's Kanim asked that question. Then the first thing mentioned the Shabbos. We're not Mekadosh Shabbos. Shabbos is Kviya V'Kayma. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that the answer is, and the Torah kind of doesn't sound like it says that answer, but he said that he claimed that the answer is that true, on one level, Shabbos has a Kedusha that the Rebbe Shalom created from Sheish and Mebereshes, but there's another aspect to Shabbos that we, by reciting Kiddush, are Mekadosh as HaShabbos. That's the Ramban on Parsha Zohar. Zohar Siyam Shabbos Likacha, the Pasuk in Parsha Sisroi. And the Seres Adibra says Zohar Siyam Shabbos Likacho. So the Ramban writes, Likacho means by reciting Kiddush, we endow Shabbos with the Kedusha. And he gives a Moshe L'Mada V'Daime Yovel. He says, V'kidash L'Mishnas HaChamishim Shona, when the Bezin says Mekudish Mekudish, they create the Kedusha HaYovel. So the Ramban writes, when we recite Kiddush on Leil Shabbos, we endow the day with Kedusha. Eid already has Kedusha. So it's like a Bchor. The Gemara says if a farmer has a Bchor Behemoth Torah born, so the Halacha says it's Kodesh Meirechem. The Bchor Behemoth Torah has a Kedusha's Korban, even if the farmer doesn't say anything. And nonetheless, it's a mitzvah lahagdishoy. Rebbe learns out from the Pasuk, Kol HaBchor Sheyivad B'Bchor HaChatzocha Tagdish L'Hashem Elokecha. Tagdish means, even though it's Kodesh Meirechem, it's a mitzvah lahagdishoy. You superimpose, and not just a mitzvah to declare that it is Kodesh. It's a mitzvah that you should be Magdish the Bchor. So the same on Shabbos, there are two aspects of Kedusha. One aspect is that it's Kviya V'Kayma from Sheshes Mei Bereshes. The other aspect is that we are Mekadosh. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that that's why when you say Kiddush on Shabbos and on Yontif, you have to mention Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Mishnah Berurah says, yeah, Pesach Chabad is Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shavuos is the Yetzias Mitzrayim led up to Maimon HaSinai. Sukkot also, we traveled in the desert after Yetzias Mitzrayim. What's Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes a Medrash, a Gemara Rosh Hashanah, where the Gemara has an Agadita, that the Shibud ended the Rosh Hashanah time before, 6 months before Pesach, the Shibud Mitzrayim ended. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that's not the reason why. He thought when you say Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, it doesn't mean the historical background, that you remember Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, and Rosh Hashanah, and Shabbos, the history. No, Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim means HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us the mitzvah of HaKadosh HaZalachem, the koyach to be Mekadosh Zman. That's what we say Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's like when you bench Rosh Chodesh, So we have in the Siddur at Tefillah, Yishos and Nisim Labsen of Golos and the Abdus Lacheris, so Yigolos and the Bekorot. So the Mefarshim on the Siddur asked, why do you mention this over here? Gula. We pray every day that Rabbanu Shalom Zalshan come in the Gula. What's that this in connection with Rosh Chodesh Benchen? So they say because the mitzvah of Kiddush Rosh Chodesh was given in connection with Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's exactly when it was given. So now that we are declaring when Rosh Chodesh is going to be, so we ask the Rabbanu Shalom, just like he gave us the inyan of Kiddush Zman at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, so Mishos and Abseinu, give us a gula now also that's connected. Rav Soloveitchik thought that that's what it means. Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. He thought that the two versions of the Aseres Adibras, the one in Yisra and one in Waris Chanan. So in Yisra it says we should remember Zecher Lemaisa Bereshis on Shabbos, and by Zohar and by Shomar in the Lucha in the version that appears in Waris Chanan says Zechar Tekevet HaYisra. So he thought that it means we should mention the two themes of Kedusha Shabbos. The Kedusha that's Kviya Bekaima from Sheshis May Breshis, that Baruch Shalom endowed the day with Kedusha, and that we give the day Kedusha. Anyway, so that's the taina that the Mishnah Berurah has against Rabbi Kerega. Kerega says, the Teretz says, when the husband comes home from Shul, and the wife says Good Shabbos, so the wife is ready to Kiddush Ben Adar, because she already said the Good Shabbos. You only have to mention, today is Shabbos, and you Yotze Kiddush. So the husband and the wife now are on the same level. They're both Yotze Kiddush Deraisa. He said the husband because he dav Ma'ariv, the wife because she greeted Good Shabbos. And now the Kiddush, when the husband says the Kiddush, they're both on the same level of Chiyuv. They're both Mechuyim Midrabban. So the Mishnah Berurah Tainus, it doesn't make sense. The Rambam writes explicitly, both in the Mishnah Torah and in the Sefer HaMitzvah, he writes the same thing, that to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush, you have to mention Shevach Hayom, you have to praise the day, and you have to mention Kedushas Hayom. You have to say how the day is holy, and the yichud, the uniqueness of Shabbos. You have to say that Shabbos is a special day. That's what the Shuvas HaRosh writes, that some of the zmiris that we recite on Shabbos are really a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kiddush. We say Yom Zeh Mechubad, so we're emphasizing the fact that Shabbos is a different day. A lot of the zmiris, Kori Banu Olam, I think has nothing to do with Shabbos. But some many of the others mirrors, you speak about the uniqueness of the day. So you were ready, you say Kiddush B'Kitzer when you said Kiddush, but if you say all of those mirrors, so you're enhancing that fulfillment of Kiddush. You're adding on to the mitzvah. So there's a machlekes hatanoim. All the tanoim agree lachatchila that you should be mashmir liyoznov. The shayla is b'diyevin. The Rebbe holds, based on this pasuk, Shema Yisrael, Hashma liyoznecha, that it's ma'akeh b'diyevet. And we don't paskin like that. We paskin that it's only lechatchila. And this Gemara says in Brachas in the Megillah Chiddush, if I hear Kiddush from someone who himself is deaf, and he cannot be mashmir liyoznov, he has no choice. He has to say Kiddush. He can't be yotzei Kiddush from someone else he can't hear. He has no brera. So if I'll hear Kiddush from him, I'll only be out to Kiddush B'diyevet. So that's a shayla. How do you understand that? So I think it's usually assumed that Pashub Shad, Lo Yehetof Chamaneika. How can it be that I'm out on a higher level than the one who said the Kiddush? How can that be? Now, the Neza doesn't think that that's what it means. He understands that Shamea Ka'ina means that we're Yotze the Mitzvah together. I need him with me. I need his reciting with my listening. And if his reciting is only b'diyevet for him, because he can't hear, so when we put the two together, so the whole thing is only going to be b'diyevet. Chiddush. Now the Gemara raises a new shaila. There's a term that was coined by the Achrayim in the 1500s, before the days of the Ramah. They used to make pilpulim. They used to make chilukim, pilpulim. So they used to discuss, when you have a pasuk that teaches you, Akzeris HaKosu, here, Rebbe has a pasuk, Shema B'choloshen Shatu, he passed Fakir. We say, Shema B'choloshen Shatu Shameya. The Rebbe says, V'hoyu B'havu Yosan Yehu. So if not for the Akzeris HaKosu, what would have been the Svara HaChitzayna? That's the term that they coined. What would you have said if not for the Gzeres HaKosu? So it would appear that they're opposites from each other. Rebbe says, Rebbe Yudanasi says, I have a pasuk v'hoyu, that you've only yaitzeh kriya shma in the original Hebrew. Why do you need a gzeres hakasav? Apparently, the svarach itzayna would have been, if not for the pasuk, that kol haTorah kula can be fulfilled in translation. And the chachamim hold fakir. Shma b'chol lashon shatu shameya is a gzeres hakasav that teaches you that can be yaitzeh kriya shma in translation. But if not for that pasuk, Shema, the Svarach Itzana would have been that you would only be Yotzei in the original Hebrew. So that's what the Gemara says on the last line. Lema Kasova Rebbe, should I say the Rebbe is of the opinion that Kol haTorah Kula, B'chol Lashon Emra, that basically any mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah, any mitzvah reciting anything from the Torah can normally, it's Svarach Itzana would have been, you can be Yotzei in translation, and over here you have a pasuk, this is the exception to the rule. And then the Gemara is going to say the Rabbanon. The Gemara has a few lines later. Fourth line. It seems that the Chachamim hold, the Chachamim have a Pasuk Shema, B'chol Lashon Shatu Shemeya, that's a Gzeres HaKasuv. And if not for that Gzeres HaKasuv, what would you have said? So the Svarach Itzana would have been that you're only Yotzei in the original Hebrew. So that, it sounds like it's a double Machlokes Rebbe and Rabbanon. One machlek is what's the Svarach Itzana, whether Kol haTorah Kula, B'chol Lashon Nemra, B'chol Lashon HaKodesh Nemra, and then this Kriya Shema is an exception to the rule. So what's the din here? So the Gemara says not necessarily. You can be matcha in either direction. It's not muchrach. So what is this issue that the Gemara is raising? Whether Kol haTorah Kula, B'chol Lashon Nemra, or only B'chol Lashon HaKodesh Nemra? So Rashi writes on the second line from the top, Kol haTorah Kula, what's the diyun? What's the topic? What do you mean? Are you Yotzei anything else other than Kriya Shema? What else is there to discuss? So Rashi says, Likras bebeis haKnesses. When you learn Kriya HaTorah, are you Yotzei Kriya HaTorah in translation, or does Kriya HaTorah have to be dafka in the original Hebrew? Kriya HaTorah? Kriya HaTorah is a takonim of the Rabbanon. We're talking here on the level of the Raisa. The Rebbe has a gzeres hakasav v'hoyu, b'havayosan yehu, Kriya Shema must be in the original Hebrew. And it sounds like Kol haTorah Kula could really be in translation. What do you mean Kol haTorah Kula? Any other Kriyas HaTorah? All the Kriyas HaTorah is only Midei Rabbanon. Shabbos, Yontav, Monday, Thursday, everything is Midei Rabbanon. That's what Tosis.
The Rambam.
This is the kasha that Tosis here. The Tosis here doesn't ask it. The Tosis in Megillah raises this kasha that Rashi always writes like that. The machlokes, this shaila that the Gemara raised, we'll get to the Rambam. The shaila that the Gemara raised, whether Kol haTorah Kula b'chol lashon and b'lashon haKodesh, the topic is for Kriyas HaTorah b'beis haKnesses. The Tosis says, what is he talking about? Kriyas HaTorah b'beis haKnesses is a takana mid'rabbanan. The Gemara says Moshe Rabbeinu made the beginning of the takana, and then Ezra expanded the takana. He made more takana. Well, it's not sure exactly in Bava Kama. Either Moshe Rabbeinu made only one aliyah and Ezra made three aliyahs, or Moshe Rabbeinu made only three aliyahs but one pasuk, and Ezra made each one should have three psukim, ten psukim, whatever. Somehow Ezra expanded the takana, but the Moshe Rabbeinu makes a takana is only the Rabbanan. Moshe Rabbeinu is not the Rabbanu Shalom. Rabbanu Shalom makes a din, that's a din derais. Moshe Rabbeinu makes a takana, he's not God. Moshe Rabbeinu makes a takana, it's a takana the Rabbanan. So what does Rashi mean over here? So that's what Tosfos suggests, Parsha Zohar. Maybe Parsha Zohar is the rice. And they quote the Gemara Megillah. And Daf Yudal, the Gemara Megillah seems like it says that Parsha Zohar is the rice to learn from a Sefer Torah, Mitoch HaKsav. Not some to recite it Balpeh. To learn Mitoch HaKsav, that's a Kriyas HaTorah, that's the rice. Then in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaba quotes that, Yesh Omrim, that Parsha Zohar is the rice. Then he says, Yesh Omrim, that Parsha is Poro. Is the rice. So that's the whole literature on that. The Vilna Gaon says, who, when, where? What's what Parshas Par is the rice? It's a misprint. The Vilna Gaon says that it's a misprint. No one ever said, no one in his right mind ever said that Parshas Par is the rice. Thought to say it's a misprint because it appears in a few Rishonim who are not copying each other. They lived in different countries at different times. They're not Rishonim who. It's not like the Miri always copies the Rambam or Tosfos HaRosh. Tosfos, they're quoting from each other. He said, different Rishonim live in different countries. So there is something over there floating in the air, something about Parshas Paras Daraisa. So that there's a whole literature. What is the Shulchan Aruch talking about that Parshas Paras could be Daraisa?
Maybe the reading is the reading, the rice of when to read, the
Parsha Zohar, yeah.
No, I mean, it's called, when to read the Torah, when to read, let's say, Monday and Thursday, when, that's Midorabbanan, but the reading itself is the Raisa.
Is there a chiyuv to learn Kriyas HaTorah min HaTorah? Hakel. You should have said Hakel. Hakel once every 7 years. Okay. But that's not the Beis HaKnesses. Rashi had Likris be Beis HaKnesses. Yeah. Right. So that there's a whole literature. What could it possibly be? The Vilna Gaon says a Torah Sefer, but in the Shulchan Aruch quote, there are Rishonim say that Parshas Parah is their rising. So that they make different suggestions. So some Farshim say the din is when you burn a paraduma. Historically, they made so far 9 paradumas. And Lasse Lov in the Mishnah says, as Moshiach Vet Kumen, we're going to make the 10th paraduma. So when you do the ceremony of burning the paraduma, so the din requires you should lay in the parsha's paraduma. Just like on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol does the Avodas Yom Kippurim, so the din requires, we were discussing it on the Mishnah, I think, no? On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to lay in parsha's Acharim Mos. That's a din deraisa. So when you burn a paraduma, that's what the Rishonim meant. Parsha's Parah is deraisa. When you burn a paraduma. Others say, no, Parshas Parah is deraisa. Parshas.
The mitzvah of Mamalek, is it what's the word? Is it because the word Zachar or Kimsa? What makes it the mitzvah to mean
more? The Gemara Megillah learns that Zachar could mean believe. How do you know that it means you have to mention Lahazikir? So the Gemara says no. It says Zachar Shas Hachamolik. Then it says to Yen Lo Sishkach. So Lo Sishkach means believe. So that sheds light on the word Zachar. That Zachar means Bepeh. That you only yotze Parsha Zachar if you say Bepeh. But maybe you can recite it Balpeh. Who says you have to learn it Mitoch HaSefer? So the Gemara says no. We learn out from another pasuk that you only yotze if you read Parsha Zachar from a Sefer, because Hakadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu no. Moshe Rabbeinu yeah. So that the Karma Sefer is Simbi Yos Neshua. Kimocha Emcha Zechamot. What Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, write down Parsha Zachar. So that the Karma Sefer, write it in the Chumash. So the Mashmoy says that the Rami Yotze, the mitzvah of Zachar, is a Chivas Amolek, if it's Mitoch HaKsav. So that means Kriyas HaTorah Deraisa.
So the essence of the word Zechira, the fact that the word Zachar was there, but there are other Zechorim that are mentioned other places, like Zachar HaTemirim. How come it's not a mitzvah to read about
Chet Miriam. So the Ramban holds in the Sefer HaMitzvah that it is a mitzvah once a year, every year, to read the Parsha of Chet Miriam. And once a year, every year, to read the Chet of the Chet HaEgel. Zohar Eish HaShem Tzavta HaShem Okecha Bamidbar. The Ramban writes that's also counted as a mitzvah.
It's a mitzvah between us, right? How am I yotzei every day by Zohar? I'm all between us. It's a once a year
Zechira. The Sefer HaChinuch doesn't write B'tamidah. The Sefer HaChinuch writes maybe once in a lifetime to read Parsha Zachar, maybe once every couple years, or maybe it really means once a year, like the rabbis instituted every year before Purim. That's only Midrabbanan, the Zman before Purim. But the Sefer HaChinuch writes maybe Shetakami once a year, every year. Maybe that's really the Din Deraisa, because the Shir Shikcha is usually assumed to be Yud Beis Chodesh. So you don't want people to forget, so you should learn Parsha Zachar once a year, every year. Yeah. So the Ramban Tak accounts Zechiras Chet Miriam and Zechiras Chet HaEgel as a mitzvah in HaTorah. That's the Magen Avraham. It's the Akasha. If Zechiras Chet Miriam is a mitzvah, it's a Parsha Kriya in HaTorah. So why don't you make a special Shabbos and a special Haftorah? And why doesn't the Gabbai make an announcement? Everybody should have a mind to be Yotzei. So he says it's a Bizoyan for the Tzadekas Miriam. So you don't want to be mefarsimit, but he says everybody should have in mind when they lay in the Parshas HaShavua with Chet Miriam, everyone should have in mind. Same thing, Zechir is Chet HaEgel. It's a busha for the Klal Yisod that we sinned with the Chet HaEgel. So we don't want to make an announcement, and we don't want to have a special Haftarah about it, to make a big fuss about it, but when they lay in the Chet HaEgel, everyone should have in mind. So that's... So,
yeah, by Parshas Zachar, the only reason why Zachar... it's
to read
out loud because of Lo Sishkach. The other don't have Lo Sishkach.
Right. So the Ramban is suggesting maybe it's a Chiyum and HaTorah to say the Magen Avraham didn't have a Sefer Mitzvahs, but he says on it, he writes on his own independently. He says there's a Yalkut Shemoni that learns up a Limud Zocher Zocher Gzereshova that has to be Mitoch HaSefer also. By Chet Miriam, and the Ramban doesn't quote the Yalkut Shemoni, but the Magen Avraham quotes it. So they both say the same thing. Again, our problem based on the Al-Kishmani said the same as the Ramban, that you're supposed to have mitoch haksav, but zechiras chet miriam, zechiras chet ha'egal also.
When do you find
that in Kerish Rabbah? The Al-Kishmani has a quotes a medrash. The Al-Kishmani is a likut of different midrash. So he quotes a medrash that has some kind of Gzera Shava. In the Gemara, in the Bavli, it doesn't appear. But it's not a medrash. So that's the question with this Rashi. The Rashi says the Shaila that Gemara was done. So therefore what?
Why keep everything quiet? Why didn't those are
why do we make a big fuss about the Parshas Parah? Why it's not so obvious. It's not so obvious that it's an embarrassment to the Jewish people. Adarabba, that's what some Achrayim say. That the Vilna Gaon said, where do you have a marker that Parshas Parah is deraisa? Some say reading Parshas Parah is deraisa. That's the way to fulfill Zechiras Chet HaEgel. Because we don't want to learn Chet HaEgel. What's the inyan of remembering Chet HaEgel? We should all remember that we're guilty. We're all born into sin. No. We should remember that even if the Klal Yisrael does such a terrible avera, the whole Klal Yisrael worships Avodah Zarah, it's still possible to do tshuva. So that you fulfill that mitzvah by reading Parshas Parah. Because Tavo Hemet Kaneach Tzoraz Beno, the Parah Duma is a kapara for the ego. So that's what some Achrayim say, that Parshas Parah is their rise. Yeah, it's the form of fulfilling the mitzvah of Zechiras Chet HaEgel. And others have other suggestions, and Stipler has a different suggestion. He says,
let him finish.
So what? No, what did he say? What did he say?
Paradum was given by Mars,
no? A question when it was given. Rashi Achum, yeah, Rashi Achum says it was given to Mars, but the Gemara says it wasn't given to Mars, it was given later. Okay. So Shvera Rashi. The Stipler has a different suggestion. How can it be that Parsha spars the Raisa? Where's the mocker? So the Orcha Shulchan says he thinks that it means Parshas Parah is deraisa when you're burning a Parah Aduma, not when we lay in every year Parshas Parah. In conjunction with burning a Parah Aduma, it's deraisa. And others say no. Other Achrayim say no. Parshas Parah is deraisa once a year, every year. That's why they fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiras Chet HaEgel. The mitzvah to remember the Chet HaEgel means, despite the fact that we all sin with the Chet HaEgel, Baruch Shalom gave us an opportunity to do tshuva. So the lesson of the tshuva, that's taught to us by reading the Parshas Parah. The Stipler has a totally different suggestion. He says we have a din in Chumash. Hizartem is bnei Yisrael mitumas v'loyitamis migdoshi, something like that. I forgot the whole pasuk. So what does it mean? Hizartem is bnei Yisrael. Hizartem is like a nozer. V'hifrashtem. It's the obligation of the rabbanim that they should see to it. The bnei Yisrael don't go on the makam amigdosh in the state of tumah. So he says, Parshas Parah is their Isa. It's not a fulfillment for all the balabatim in the shul. The Rabbanim are yotze their mitzvah. The Rabbanut has a sign by the Kosel Maravi. No one's allowed to go on the other side of the Kosel because we're all Tmeim is Manazeh, and the Tomei is not allowed to go on the Har Bais. That's the fulfillment, put up such a sign. That's v'hizartem is b'nei Yisrael mitum asim. V'hizartem means v'hifrashtem. So the Stipler says, when you're laying Parshas Parah is their Isa, the Rabbanim are yotze the mitzvah of Hizartem. Not that the Balabatam are yotze the mitzvah by listening to the Parshas Parah. The Rabbanim who are warning the Tzibur that they shouldn't go on the Mokam HaMikdash in the state of Tumah, they're yotze the mitzvah by laying Parshas Parah. That's a different mahalach. Anyway, this is the issue that Taisus raises in Megillah. Taisus in Brochus and Megillah they raise. Rashi always says, the shaila that the Gemara raised, whether called a terakula, b'chol losh nemra, b'losh nakodesh nemra, whenever there's some other mitzvah of kriyas ha-Torah, leaving out kriyashma, any other kriyas ha-Torah, are yoyotzi in translation or only in the original Hebrew. So Tosafot says, what other mitzvah of kriyas ha-Torah? So he could have said hakel, but. One? Very difficult. How can you say Kriyas HaEgel? Gemara says that it's a Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu and a Takanas Ezra. So you say the Ritva in Megillah. The Ritva in Megillah says Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu and Takanas Ezra. That's Sheni v'Chamishi. Shaleach u'Shlosh Yisamim v'Loi Torah. That's a Takana mid the Rabbanim. But that on Shabbos and Yontif you should have Kriyas HaTorah, So that the Ritva was from the Talmidim from the base Midrash Shel HaRamban, from the Talmidim of the Ramban. So that's what the Ramban on Chumash has. Ramban writes on Parshas HaMartak, it says that Shabbos Yontov should be Mikra Kodesh. How do you translate the words Mikra Kodesh? So from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, it sounds like Mikra Kodesh is to speak about, Mikra is to talk, to speak about the Kedusha Sayyai. So Mikra Kodesh means you have to say Kiddush on Yontif. One might think that only Kiddush on Shabbos is the right, and Zachas Ham Shabbos Lakachai, Kiddush on Shabbos, and the Magen Mishnah quotes those who tak a hold like that, the Kiddush on Yontif is only the Rabbanon. So the Gemara says, no, it says Mikra Kodesh, and Mikra Kodesh means you should recite Kiddush on Yontif as well. Maybe that's the Pashup Shad like the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah. So the Ramban on Chumash writes, no, that the word Mikra means to gather together. Ela Krueho Eido. So Mikra Kodesh, the Ramban translates, a day of holy assemblage. That there's a special mitzvah on Shabbos Yontif to daven tefillah b'tzibur. That's what the Prima Garden points out. It's a little paradoxical. Ramban holds that the mitzvah to daven every day is only midirabbanan. But to daven tefillah b'tzibur on Shabbos Yontif is their isa. Tefillah b'tzibur. Not stam to daven tefillah b'tzibur. That's Mikra Kodesh. We should gather together for holy inyanim. So he says, Tefillah b'tzibur is their ice on Shabbos Yontif, the Ramban writes. And he says, Kriyas HaTorah. Drosha Sachacham. We should have Talmud Torah Barabim, Torah Shebichsab, and Torah Shebalpeh. The Rabbanim should give drushes to teach Halacha and Kriyas HaTorah. So Ramban holds all of that as their ice. And the Ritva and Megillah repeats that theme also. He doesn't refer to this Ramban HaChumash, but he repeats that theme. So you could say that that's the Shaila Kala Tarakula. Kriyas HaTorah is their Isa, Hakel, and Shabbos, and Yontif. Maybe that's what it's referring to. But this is the Kasha. Tosfos asks that Kasha on Rashi. What are you discussing, Kriyas HaTorah, whether you're Yotze in translation or not? What Kriyas HaTorah? We're working on the level of their Isa over here. So Tosfos says there is no Kriyas HaTorah their Isa. So that's what Tosfos over here quotes a different shot. The top Taisus on Lama Gimel Manav quotes from the Rabbein Hanan. So he says, what is this? What's the topic under discussion here? Whether Kala Tarakula B'Cholosh Nemra B'Losh HaKadosh Nemra. Is the Gemara in doubt when HaKadosh Baruch Hu proclaimed the Aseres Adibis at Har Sinai? When Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights, Rabbeinu Shalom was teaching him Kala Tarakula. What language did he proclaim the Aseres Adibis in? And what language about the Yiddish, what's the Shaila? No. What language did the Rabbanu Shalom speak to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai? So Taisus quotes Rabbeinu Hananel, "Das is upkiret." That was in Loshon HaKodesh. Anochi Hashem Elokecha wasn't said in Egyptian. Taisus quotes Rabbeinu Hananel. The Gemara is going to say that soon. Rabbeinu Hananel got it from the Gemara. The Gemara assumes that Maimon Har Sinai was in Hebrew. He had three lines from the bottom of the Amud in the Gemara. Moshe Yidabu Ve'alakimi Anena B'kol Ma'alahalam B'loshna Kodesh Avkam B'loshna Kodesh. Moshe said, that's given. Moshe Yidabu Ve'alakimi Anena B'kol, the Maimon HaSinai was in Loshna Kodesh. We assume when Moshe Rabbeinu was on HaSinai and the Rabbanu Shalom taught him the Torah 40 days and 40 nights, he was also teaching him B'loshna Kodesh. So Rabbeinu Hananel says, Maimon Matan Torah, that's what he says. Mem Tov B'shas Matan Torah, the top line of Taisus Pirush Rabbeinu Hananel Hopshita, this is Opkiret. The Bishas Matan Torah Nitna the Moshe Beloshna Kodesh. So what's the Shaila in the Gemara by the Kola Tarakula Beloshna Kodesh Nemra or Bishalu Shonis Avada Matan Torah was Beloshna Kodesh. So Rabbeinu Hananel, so Rashi learned, no, it's not a Shaila where the Kola Tarakula was Nemra to Moshe Rabbeinu, Nemra to Bnei Yisrael Bechol Moshe. No, it means when you have a mitzvah Kriyas HaTorah. So the Tosfos over here is not happy about what Kriyas HaTorah, when Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah, as we know, it is only with the Rabbanu. So he quotes Rabbeinu Hananel has a different shot. Are you allowed to write a Sefer Torah in translation? You can do whatever you want. The question is, will it have Kedusha Sefer Torah? So if you write a Sefer Torah in Hebrew and Ksav Ashuris, it has a din of Kedusha Sefer Torah. What if you write a Sefer Torah in another language? Will it have Kedusha Sefer Torah or not? So that's what Tosfos at the end says. The second half of this Tosfos says, it's a machlokes and Megillah. Machlokes HaTanaim and Megillah. You see where it says in Tosfos? Megillah Davches HaMebeis. It has in parentheses, Davches HaMebeis. Second half of the Tosfos. So they quote, Pluk Tehibah Perakamina Megillah, Tanan is a Mishnah. Amen Svarim, Sefer Torah, The mezuzah is a tefillin. Tefillin and mezuzah has to be in ksav hashuris. You can't write in translation, it's just not kosher. Well, what about a Sefer Torah? If you write a Sefer Torah, you can do whatever you want, but the question is, will I have Kedusha Sefer Torah? If it's written on parchment, in translation. So the Mishnah says, it's a machlokes hatanoim. Ein bein som le mezuzah sa tefillin el shah svarim, Sefer Torah nevim uksuvim nechtav mecholoshen. It can be written in any in translation, and it'll have a din of Sefer Torah. And tefillin and mezuzah is hendichtav melashir is bilvad. It has to be dafka in the original script of Hebrew. Rab Shimon Gamliel disagrees. Even Sefer Torah also leitir sheich sheikosvu eli yivan is bilvad. Rab Shimon Gamliel disagrees. He says no. You can only write a Sefer Torah in the original Hebrew in ksav ashuris, or in a fancy Greek based on the pasuk. Yafta lekim leyefes v'yishkim ve'ol leshem yafifusa shal yefes will be included, will be incorporated into Torah. So that yafifusa shal yefes, the Gemara says, is a reference to Greek. So Tosfos says that's a machlekes hatanaim. So the Rabbi Nechananel seems to learn that that's the shaila here. But the kol haTorah kula b'chol loshen nemra, can you write a sefer Torah in translation? You can do whatever you want, but will it have a status of a sefer Torah? Or does it only have a status of Sefer Torah if it's in the original Hebrew or in Yevanis? So that's the Shaila here. That's how Tosfos learns Rabbi Nechananel. That's the Shaila here. So it's strange. So how does that fit in over here? That what? If you can write, what does it have to do with reciting Kriyat Shema in translation? I mean, if it's acceptable, if you can write a Sefer Torah in English or in Spanish or in French, so then it's self-understood that you can recite Kriya Shema in translation also, because it would have had a din of a Sefer Torah. So that's the original. If you write a Sefer Torah in French, it has the status of a Sefer Torah, so you can recite Kriya Shema in French. But if you can only write a Sefer Torah either in Ashuris or in Yevanis, and if you write a Sefer Torah in French or in English, it's not a kosher Sefer Torah. So then, if you're going to recite Kriya Shema in any other translation other than Yevanis, so there is no such text. If you hold kol haTorah kula b'chol loshen nemra, you can write a Sefer Torah in any translation and it'll have the status of a Sefer Torah. So that's a correct text of Kriya Shema. So that's good to be able to say Kriya Shema. So that's how the Rabbi Nechananel read the Gemara. But it comes out that it's strange. I mean, the Gemara was pilpling where the Rebbe and the Rabbanon over here disagree in the Machlokes HaTanaim in the Mishnah Megillah. So why did they use such a funny loshen? B'chol loshen nemra, b'loshen haKodesh nemra. They should have quoted the Mishnah Megillah. That's what Tosfos says, problematic. It's problematic.
Okay. It's not kosher.
Not kosher.
So, if you write in the Shalosh Shinus, there's no Ashuris in Kosher.
I mean, it has to be the fanciest, let's say, in English. So it shouldn't be in script, it should be in block letters, because that's fancier than script.
So that would be like Ashuris.
In each script, in each language.
Ashuris is the manner of writing in Hebrew because it's the fanciest.
The fanciest that's available in Hebrew. So the fanciest available in English should be used for Sefer Torah. As opposed to script, it should be block letter. Maybe it should all be capitals, this I don't know. Probably not.
Transliteration?
What if you write in transliteration? We would assume that's also good. Transliteration is also good. Yeah. Yeah.
We have a lot of the 70 stones in the cold washing, the bear hate them.
Yeah.
So obviously, it had all the different strengths.
Yeah.
What would you consider? Not a safe, the stone itself is not like a sacred bear.
No, that's a starke taina. If the Chazal had a tradition that bar hetim means b'shivim lashon, so you see that there, it is considered a text to write in Shalosh Shanos. I don't know. That's a good taina. I don't know. Say it's only harashah. That was only harashah. Doesn't apply to Doris. It was only that the umas ha'olam at that time should see what Judaism is all about. It's not a din l'doris, so you don't learn anything from there. Maybe. Okay. Okay. So the Mishnah has a list of various mitzvahs of Amira that can be fulfilled in translation. So Kriya Shema, the Mishnah, paskens the way we accept La Locha, that Kriya Shema can be fulfilled in translation. And the Gemara said, well, it's a Machlekes Rebbe in the Rabbanon, and Machlekes Rebbe in the Rabbanon carries with it another Machlekes, whether hashma liyosnacha, are you yotze kriyashma? If you're not mashmi liyosna, we pass that you are yotze, even lo hishmi. We pass kishma means to understand, not to hear. So lo hishmi liyosna is just a problem v'chatchila. It's not miyake b'riyev. So then the Gemara continues about the eighth line from the top on Lamigim, Lamad Aleph. The Mishnah says Tfilo. If you daven in any language, it's acceptable. So the Gemara doesn't have to say Minolon. Where do you learn that from the Pesukim? We assume davening is only Midrabbanon. Yeah, so the Shad is, how did the Chachamim set up, how did they set up the mitzvah of davening? So the Gemara doesn't say Minolon. The Gemara says Asvara. Rachmehi is Bakoshas Tzorochim. Yes, can the Baruch Shem to take care of your needs? Kalecha the boy matzli, sure. Whatever, however he's able to express himself, he should pray. I mean, according to the Rambam, that tefillah once a day, every day is deraisa. So the Gemara should have said minolan. I don't know. The Gemara should have said, how do you know that you yet in the midst of deraisa? I don't know. The Gemara has the shaila. What would have been the hava meaning? You see, if there's a specific text that you have to say. So then you can say, if you say it in translation, is it kichsava, is it not kichsava? Maybe it's only kichsava in the original. So for kriyashma, there's a text in Chumash. So that's kichsava. If you say in English, is it also kichsava? There's room to debate. Shmon Esrei, there's a text that was instituted by the Chachamim. That's kichsava. But let's say before they instituted the text, tefillah is deraisa, but the nusach tefillah is only with the Rabbanan. So what should I have to say? You're not yotze in translation. What? Shal d'shoynes are not Hastish geret. If you take a neder b'shal d'shoynes, it is good. If you take a neder b'machshava, it's not good. So why don't you say, a person takes a neder in English, say that it's just gibberish. Egonish gizok. The answer is no. The halacha recognizes all the languages. The halacha recognizes all the languages. It's called spoken. The only shaila is it kichsava? But on the level of the Rashi, there is no specific text that's needed for tefillah. Like the was going to say later, by Shavuos Eidus and Shavuos HaPikudin, there is no specific nusach. So of course you yotze. Of course the din applies in any language. A shvur in any language is a shvur. The halacha recognizes all the languages. So even according to the Rambam, it's not a question. You don't have to ask minolon. How do you know? To asvara. Freg digmar akasha. Is that true? Utvila b'choloshen. Is it permissible to daven in any language? I v'homer. Rabbi Yudah gizok. L'olamal yishalonim tzorach. If a person shouldn't daven. Veloshen Aramis, he should not daven in Aramaic. The Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Kol Hashoyel Tzaracha Veloshen Aramis, and Malach Hashoyes Nizkokin Loi. If a person davens in Aramaic, the Malachim will not present his prayer. They won't bother to present his prayers to the Rabbanu Shel Olam because Shem Malach Hashoyes Makirim Veloshen Aramis, because they don't know Aramaic. That's what Tosis asks in Shabbos. The same Gemara appears in Shabbos, it says Yud Beis Amin Beis. And Tosfos says, how can that be? Tosfos assumes the Malachim can read our minds. Achrayim said they don't know where Tosfos knows that the Malachim can read our minds. How do Tosfos know? But that's what Tosfos assumes. That the Malachim can read our minds. How can it be that they don't understand Aramaic? How can it be? So that's what I think we mentioned. The Ravid writes in the Tmim Deim. He doesn't think that, if the angels understand all the other languages, how can it be that they don't understand Aramaic? Aramaic is just, you take Hebrew and you change it a little bit. So if they know all the other languages, they should be able to figure out the Aramaic, right? So the Ravid writes in the Tamim Deim, he doesn't think that it means, Ein Makirim, they don't say Fashteinish. They know Aramaic, but since Aramaic is the vernacular, that's the commonly spoken language, so they think that it's improper that they should present such a cheap prayer. The guy didn't even bother to speak like the goyim. They used to be misfalted, but he used to pray in Latin. And then they changed it, and they pray now. They were mekel years ago, they can pray in English. And some of the Baba Batim Baizei say that they have an empty feeling. They'd rather say it in Latin, nishvashtein, rather than say in English. It loses the whole time. And they used to say in Latin, it was something special. But that's what the Rabbi writes in the Tmim Dein. That a person is going to daven and just the language that everybody talks that language in the street, the vernacular. That's what it means. Ein malach hashoras makirim doesn't mean they don't understand Zeif Hashteinish. They don't recognize it as a worthy prayer to be presented. If the Balabas didn't even bother to touch it up a little bit, to pick fancy language, to say in a fancy language. See, according to the way the Ravid learns, So that would be the shaila, to daven in English in America, or to daven in German in Germany. That was the shaila. In Germany, when the reform first started, so the first, one of the early takanas that they did was, later on they allowed, now they allow same-sex marriages and intermarriage, everything, everything goes. But when they first started, so they just did what it says in the Gemara. They allowed davening in German. Even though German was the vernacular, so we'll see, the Gemara is going to say a difference between biyochid and mitzibur. The Gemara asked Akasha. The Mishnah sounds like it says that tefillah may be recited in any, in every language. And here you have Rabbi Yehuda says, based on Rabbi Yochanan, that you're not allowed to daven in Aramaic. So the Gemara says, loy kasha, it's not a contradiction. Ha biyochid ha betzibur. If you're davening betzibur, so you don't need the malachim to present your prayers to the Rabban Shalom. The prayers go directly. Prayers go directly, so the tzibur can daven even in vernacular, even in Aramis. But if a person is davening biyochid, then he needs that the malachim should present his prayers to the Rabban Shalom. So the malachim are not makirim. Either they don't understand Aramaic, how could that be? It means they don't recognize that it's a choshev anaf tefillah. So that was one of the first shinuyim that they did. They permitted davening tefillah b'tzibur in German, based on the Gemara. Ha b'yochid ha b'tzibur. That's what the Gedolim were very upset at that time. They said, even though it says in Shulchan Aruch, but it's a major change, so they should have consulted some of the bigger rabbanim. So Rabbi Kivega was upset, and Chassam Sofer was upset, and Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius, and they all wrote tshuvas why they think that it's not right. So some of them wrote, if you're going to continue to daven in Hebrew, so at least some of the people will have a minute to learn Hebrew. Now that you change the davening into German, so no one's going to bother to try to even study Hebrew. And different reasons, they had other tainus why. And one thing led to the other. So that was the beginning of the Reform movement. The beginning of the Reform movement, the Avla was that they didn't consult the bigger Gedolim when they were introducing such a major change. They said, it says in Shulchan Aruch. So the Farish is saying in Shulchan Aruch, they don't have to consult. The Avla wasn't that they daven in German. That's Taka the Din is that it's smooth, but they should have consulted the matter of policy. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that you shouldn't say Yikam Purkin B'yochid, because Yikam Purkin is in Aramaic. Today, the way the Ravid says, you shouldn't daven in Aramaic when Aramaic is the vernacular. Today in America, Aramaic is not the vernacular. So Aramaic is like it's like davening in Greek and Latin. That's something very fancy. Mm-hmm. That'll be very super. A guy is davening in Aramaic. So that's the way it says in Mishnah Berurah. Shulchan Aruch says you shouldn't say Yikam Purkin B'yochid. Not only the second Yikam Purkin.
Second is
a tefillah for the tzibur. So that for sure you don't say B'yochid. But Mishnah Berurah says even the first one shouldn't be said B'yochid, because it's in Aramaic. So you're not supposed to daven in Aramaic B'yochid. Yeah. That's not a prayer. That's a limud. He's saying the targum on the psukim. So that's like shnayim mikravecha targum. That's limud. Limud at that's like learning Gemara in Aramaic.
It's like
Bamei Madlikin. Well, like Bamei is not part of the davening. It's learning. Yes, yeah, so that part of a volatzion, the targum on the psukim is limud at Torah. So limud at Torah, we talk to do in Aramaic. We study Talmud Bavli.
So I'm not saying that this is at home. You're supposed to omit those paragraphs that are in Aramaic.
In Aramaic. Right. Right.
You have kashrus because the parts of the meal are in Aramaic, so even just the kodesh has Aramaic.
Okay. Those are the psukim. Okay. Those are the psukim. Psukim. Then, in fact, Akashi, what do you mean? The malachim don't know Aramaic. Emakirim, or the way the Rabbi learns, the malachim despise the vernacular. They hold that it's a prisa covet. Frag the Gemara, how can it be? You have a Tosefta, the Yochan and Kain Gadol. Rashi explains Yochan and Kain Gadol was servants in Kain Gadol during the period of the Hashmonaim. And they went to battle Lephis on an Erev Yom Kippur, and they didn't know whether they were six. They were far away, they had no cell phones, so they didn't know who was winning the war. So he was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, this Kain Gadol, when he did the Avodah. He heard a Baskol, he based Kodesh HaKadoshim, Shuhayma, the Baskol said in Aramaic, Notzchu Talya, the young soldiers, the Ozlo Lagocha Krovo Lantuchya, the young Hashmonaim soldiers who went to wage war in the city of Antuchya, won the war. So he heard from the Baskol, and the Baskol delivered the message in Aramaic. So if the Malachim despise Aramaic, they don't understand. So who gave the Baskel? Isn't the Baskel also from the Malachim? And then the Gemara says another story. Shemaisa b'shemen atzadik. Also, the Shama Baskel and Beis Kodesh Kadoshim Shuaima the Taylor Savita to Dioma Sano Laiso al Hecholo, that the enemy wanted to send Avidita. They wanted to send a whole legion of soldiers to destroy the Beis Hamikdash. Venergas Kalgas, the Caesar was killed, whatever, but look, Zeroysov. This is the Baskel that they heard in the Beis Kodesh Kodoshim. Because for us, for sure, and they wrote down exactly what day it was and what hour it was, and then they found out weeks later that that's exactly when Gas Kalgas died, when that Caesar, that general in the army, when he died, and that's exactly when they changed their plans, when they were vatal their plans to send the soldiers. So don't you see that the Baskel speaks Lashon Hara? Baskel is the Malachim. And for the Gemara, well, they're different angels. The angels are in charge of presenting the prayers. They're not Kiryas Aramaic. The angels who give the Baskel do speak in Aramaic. Why? Because the whole purpose of a Baskel is that the people should hear a message. And if the commonly spoken language is Aramaic, so the Baskel will be in Aramaic. But as far as davening, the Malachim feel that that's a Prisis HaKovid, that the person didn't even bother to daven in something fancier than the vernacular. So that's the first suggestion. He boy saying Baskel Shiny. Why? Because the whole purpose of a Baskel is the La Shmui Avida. The whole purpose of Baskel is people should hear the message. So if the people speak Aramaic, so the Baskel will be in Aramaic. And he boy saying basically none of the Malachim understand Aramaic, sounds like. None of them understand except for Gabriel. He's the super genius, he knows all the Shivim Loshen. How do you know? The Yom Amar, there's a Gemara later that says, Bo Gavriel, Lim the Shivim Loshen, that Yosef HaTzadik was taught by Gavriel all the Shivim Loshen. So once you know Shivim Loshen, say, no, Aramaic also. So Gavriel was the one and only angel who knows everything, and the others don't know Aramaic. So the simple reading in the Gemara, the way Rashi learns is that the other, Emakir means that they don't understand Aramaic. Not the, it sounds like they only understand Hebrew. So you can't daven in English, you can't daven in French, you can't daven in any language. The Yochid, okay. Maybe we'll stop here. In this week's Sedra, we have the din of Shemitah v'Yovel. So the Pasuk says in connection with Yovel, we mentioned many times that's the pasuk on the Liberty Bell. Thou shalt proclaim liberty throughout the land and to all its inhabitants. So the Gemara says, what does that mean, l'chol yoshveho? So the Gemara says that Yovel only is noheg min ha-Torah b'zman shekol yoshveho aleh. You have all the Jews living in Eretz Yisrael. That's how the Gemara says in Erechim. So during the end of the period of the Bais Rishon, when they already some of the Shvatim went into Golos, so the mitzvah of Yovel no longer applied at that time. Alright. So it's an interesting halacha that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael depends on the Jewish people living there. There's a relationship between Bnei Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael. There's a relationship between the two. If Eretz Yisrael doesn't have the Jews living there, the Kedusha is going to be incomplete. So you have later in Parshas Bechukosai, you have the Teuchecha. So part of the Teuchecha, the Rabbanu Shalom is warning us, he's going to send us into Golus. He's going to destroy the Beis Hamikdash, and he's going to send the Jewish people into Golus. And then it says Eretz Yisrael is going to be in a state of churban. And then it says v'shamamu aleha oyvechem hayoshvim bo. And the enemy of the Jewish people who will have destroyed the Beis Hamikdash will live in a state of shmama. It's interesting. All the years since the churban Bayis Sheni, so many different nations tried to live in Eretz Yisrael, and nothing ever worked. Nothing ever, only when the Jews came back. When the Jews came back in the end of the 1800s, so they started cleaning out all the swamps and planting, and everything grew gewaldic, nisim and eflos. And the whole time, this haftocha was fulfilled. So this sounds like it's a curse. The Baruch Shalom is going to destroy the Beis Hamikdash, Vashemosi Es Haaretz. It's going to destroy Eretz Yisrael. And it's going to be in a state of utter destruction. So Rashi quotes from the Tanaim, but this part is a blessing. That all the Goyim will live there all the years, the 2,000 years that the Goyim were there in Eretz Yisrael, nothing ever grew. So Rashi quotes from the Lashon of the Tanoim, it's like a woman whose husband went to Medina Sayyam. So she's a faithful wife, she's not going to go run around with someone else, she's still an Eish HaSish. So Eretz Yisrael with the Jewish people is like a marriage, like a husband and a wife. So Eretz Yisrael is a Getraya vibe, a Getraya Freud. Even though the Jews are in Golos, we're all over the world, but Eretz Yisrael does want to give itself up to the other Ummah soil. It's like a marriage with the Bnei Yisrael. There's such a Parsha in Yirmiyah, where the Novi compares the relationship of the Jewish people with Eretz Yisrael to a husband and a wife. And that's the Lashon that the Medrash uses here. So that was the interpretation that Rav Soloveitchik gave on the Parsha Shlach. When the Rabbanu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu to send Meraglim, so never said Meraglim. In Chumash Dvarim, when Moshe Rabbeinu is chazering over the whole history of the last 40 years, so he says, all the Bnei Yisrael asked him they should send Meraglim. They should send spies to figure out B'derech HaTeva how to attack Eretz Yisrael. But the Rabbanu Shalom said, Shlach lo hanoshim v'yasuru is Eretz Yisrael. What do you mean v'yasuru? To tour. So what was the purpose of touring Eretz Yisrael? So Rav Soloveitchik gave Adrasha that they made so mefursam that the Gemara has a din, a chosin is not allowed to propose to the kala ad shirena tchila. You have to take the kala out a couple of times and see her, take her out on a date. The Gemara says it's also the kaddish. So he said the relationship between Bnei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael is going to be like one of a marriage. So you have to see the kala first. So they sent not meraglim, they sent representatives of Klal Yisrael, the Asura, Eretz Kinan, in order to be able to make such a shidduch, to make a connection between the Bnei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael like one of a marriage. No? A marriage, a husband and wife are supposed to be living together. We're supposed to all be in Eretz Yisrael.
We do that. We don't pray to the angels that they should
they have no prayer.
They should pray directly to the God, and they're the mailman.
Right. Even that's it.